From our satellite to your nerves, this is Ragtime Bijou. Our host, as always, is that incorrigible rotter of a Rhode Island Red, Virgil K. He drives and prattles on, weaving dangerously across a line of embellished narrative. You have been warned, dear listeners. Today was spent shoveling the drive. That's what happened. And it's ice, then kind of like this heavy snow underneath. We're only talking about 1 to 2 inches. But it's on there, and I have to break it up in some spots and then try to shovel it. And it's just phenomenal. So I get to complain. So what I do is I shovel, then I complain. And it's a cycle, a vicious cycle. I invented it myself. And I'm going to make a video, and I'm going to charge people to watch it.
I am perfect just like you. In every way, yes, it's true. I'm perfect just like you. Whatever you say or do, I'm amazing. I can do almost anything. I am perfect just like you. In every way, yes, it's true. I'm perfect just like you. Whatever you say or do,
have sticky keys when you tickle the ivories, or long for a piano to call your own? Come to Supreme Pianos of New York, premier restorers and sellers of fine, grand, and vertical pianos. Located in the small hamlet of Fishkill, New York, we have the finest quality rebuilt and restored Steinways and other high-quality grand and vertical pianos at prices far below those of our tri-state competitors. To learn more, call 1-845-298-8872. That's 1-845-298-8872. Or check our website, supremepianos.com. Supreme Pianos of New York. Music to your ears since 2003. You're listening to Ragtime Bijou, and that's all on you. Just wanted to tell you that as I'm driving along in my 48 Plymouth Deluxe and broadcasting, keeping my eye on the road and making some soda stream pop, you know what that stuff is, right? It's soda pop that you make yourself, you know, because it's just too much to spend a dollar, dollar and a half for 2 liter down at the store. No, you want to do things the right way. You want to get the initial formula in a little bottle that costs too much. Already you spent more. I don't care how many bottles to get out of each little formula thing. It doesn't matter. It doesn't add up. It adds up all right, but the wrong way. You're not saving anything. You're just making a lot of work for yourself. You can have the satisfaction of saying, I have made my own soda pop. I mean, it's not like you're going to get an award for it. You know what I mean? Some would say, well, it's a taste. Well, I tried it. And this is what I've decided after doing this. After making soda pop, all the different flavors, you know, making it myself, spending the money, the time. What I've decided is that you can get the same results taking $1, $1 and a half, 2 liter bottle of pop, taking that home, right? And what you do is you uncap it and then put the cap halfway back, but just enough so that air gets in there and it goes flat. Now leave it for a week. That is what you get with the SodaStream. That is the SodaStream experience, okay? But wait. Now give someone that you dislike $10. All right, there you are. That is the full SodaStream experience. But wait, no, it gets better. Now get the funny little chamber thing that you have to. That's $30. Okay, so what you got to do now is you got to give $30 to someone you dislike. That's $40, okay? That's what you're doing. I've still saved you $50 to $100 on the actual machine. Okay? That's what I've done. So, when you feel inclined to do something stupid like that, my only suggestion is that you give the money to a charity you like and then go buy yourself some soda pop like a normal human being. That's just my opinion. And it's slanted one way. And it's not completely unbiased, and it's slightly irrational, but I'm sticking to it. And if you mention this to anyone, I'll deny all of it. Thank you. And as I draw closer to my little country home, I remind my cats to nod off to sleep. Fred, you poster child of hipster affectation, reading Herman Hesse to field mice in exchange for catnip. Misu, my inflappable admirer, to my dismay and my wife's consternation. Greg, so silent and complete in your unyielding silence. And to all of you cool cats, I say, settle down, curl up, and dream sweet dreams. This is Ragtime Bijou, and you could have done something else. That's all right. I won't tell anyone. You won't tell anyone. What happens on this podcast stays in this podcast.